Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 194 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing our series on Exodus chapter 18. And this is going to be part 5. And again, this is basically, so far we've talked about how Jethro came to see Moses and he gave him a lot of advice. And we also learned something so far about the way Moses has acted in these situations. Okay, so last time we talked about some things that were mentioned with regards to leadership, right? In fact, we kind of focused a little on verse 21, where we're told that, you know, Jethro said, select from all the people. We talked about the importance of selectivity, and then we talked about capable, and we said that your outward appearance does not determine your capacity. And then we ended up on this note that Christ in us is our hope of glory. So Christ in you determines your capacity, because you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. So again, please, if you've missed out on any of this, I'll strongly encourage you. I promise you it's worth your while. Go back and listen to the other 4 parts in the series. Okay, so but select from all the people some capable, right? So that was where we stopped. So let's continue from where we stopped. Honest men who fear God and hate bribes. So here's the thing. Whenever you're putting people in leadership positions, put people that are honest. Put people that are honest. Because I'm telling you this, a person that is dishonest will mess up what is placed in his hands. A person that is honest will grow what is placed in his hands. There's a very big reason why Joseph was always put in charge of things when he was sold into slavery in the land of Egypt. When he came into Potiphar's home, he came in as a slave. But what did Potiphar do in the process of time? Potiphar placed him over all his home, over all his household, over all his possessions. When Joseph was also thrown into prison, again, he came in small, right? He came in as a prisoner. But then after a while, he became the head of the prisoners. Why? Because Joseph was a person that was faithful. Joseph was a person that was honest. Joseph was a person that was reliable. Let me tell you this. Honesty is a very rare quality in the world we live in today. But it's a quality that God respects. God respects people that are honest. And one thing you will notice about people that are honest is that they don't stay low for long. Those people keep rising and rising and rising and rising. Because we live in a world today where people believe that you have to be dishonest, where people believe that you have to play the game wrong to rise high. No, that's not the way to rise. That's the way the world says you should rise. But I promise you, whatever rising you get from dishonesty is not going to be a permanent kind of rise. You may rise temporarily. But what's the point of rising and falling versus like rising and rising and rising? So you need to be honest. And I'm telling you this, this is not something that you should do alone, but you should teach people to do the same. I'm telling you this, especially like if you're a parent, one of the best legacies you can give to your children is the importance of honesty. And not just teaching them to be honest, but you yourself have to be honest. If your children see that you're an honest person, you're a person of integrity, they will copy those character traits. That's the truth. Honesty and integrity are linked together, right? Like before a person should be in a leadership position, make sure that they're honest people. They fear God. Make sure they're honest. In fact, let me tell you this. Honesty and integrity just reflects excellence in character. I'm going to say that again. Honesty and integrity reflects excellence in character, right? Like, for example, look at the prophet Daniel. I think this is in Daniel chapter 6. The thing is, there were many people that were coming for his job. There were many people that were jealous of him. But guess what? They literally checked his life and they could find nothing to bring against him. Daniel was a man of honesty. Daniel was a man of integrity. In fact, the only way they could get Daniel was in the issue concerning his service to God. That was literally the only way they could get him. Because they checked his entire life and they could literally find nothing to hang on to. They could literally find no skeletons in his cupboard. So I'm encouraging you today. How do you live? This is a challenge. And to be honest with you, whether you're in a leadership position or not, are you a person that is honest? Are you a person of integrity? Or are you a person that lives a lie? I'm telling you this, and this is something that, like even me to this day, I still keep working on. The importance of being honest in every circumstance, in every situation. Because I'm telling you, that is the will of God. God wants you to be honest. God wants you to be a person of integrity. God does not want you to be a person that is given to lying. Many people lie these days. And you don't only lie with your mouth. You can lie with your conduct. Are you one person outside where everyone is seeing you? You're like, oh, the best behaved person in the world. But in your private moments, you're a completely different animal. You're a completely different, okay, I shouldn't call a person an animal. I'm sorry. But you're a completely different person, right? That's not honesty. That's not integrity. Because integrity means that the person that people see outside is the same thing as the person that people see inside, right? In your private moments, in the secret place, who are you? Who are you? Are you living a lie? Is the products that people see outside, in church, in school, at your place of work, is that the exact same product that they see when they come to your home? Because I'm encouraging you this thing is a very, very critical point. It's a very, very critical point. Are you a person that is honest? Are you a person of integrity? Do you walk what you talk? Do you say all these things? Do you teach all these things? And then on your own, you're actually not doing those things you're saying. Then you are deceiving yourself. And the thing is, you may think you are deceiving other people, but the one person you can never deceive is God. That's the truth. Are you a person of honesty? Are you a person of integrity? It's very, very important. I'm telling you this, before you put a person in a leadership position, make sure that they are honest. Make sure they are people of integrity. Because people that are honest and are people of integrity, I'm telling you, they will be a blessing to you. When you find those people, they will be a huge, 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 huge blessing to you. And if you make a decision in your mind to be a person of honesty, to be a person of integrity, you will do a lot of good in people's lives. You do a lot of good in people's lives, and God will bless you for it. God will bless you for it, right? So are you honest in the way you handle money? Are you honest in the way you handle your job? Do you try to cut corners at work? That's not honesty. That's not integrity. Who are you? Like, your speech, is it truthful? Your mannerisms, are they truthful? The way you live in your secret place, is it truthful? Are you an honest person? Jesus Christ was able to see this. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. The devil literally had nothing he could lay claim to in the life of Jesus. Why? Because he lived an honest life. He lived a life of integrity, right? I'm telling you this. You may think that this is a mute point, but I promise you it's a very, very important point. When you live a life of honesty, when you live a life of integrity, honestly, you live a peaceful life because you are not worried about trying to cover up your tracks. You are not worried about trying to deceive people here or there. You know that, wait, what you see about me in the public space is literally what you get. There is no difference between who you're seeing right now here and who you will see if you were to come to my home. So you need to ask yourself, what kind of person are you? And I'm telling you, like, try to make this cut across every aspect of your life. To be honest with you, it's not easy. It's not. But there is grace available for it. There is grace available for it. God is willing to help you. When God sees your heart that you truly want to do His will, He will help you. That's the truth. When God sees, because God recognizes that it's not easy as well. It's not. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. All things through who? Through Christ that gives me strength. Even in your marriage, are you honest with your spouse? Are you honest with your spouse? Many homes have been broken because of dishonesty. You want to be a person that does not live a lie. Don't be a hypocrite. Be a person that is honest. Be a person that is forthright. What people should see is what they should get. Because I'm telling you this, you don't want to have skeletons in your cupboard. No. No, it doesn't profit you. It doesn't profit you, right? Like, for example, we see many of the leaders we have these days are very dishonest, Very, very dishonest. So you see them, they come into office and they look at it as an opportunity for enrichment. And then they mess everything up. You need to learn to be honest. You need to learn to be honest. You need to learn to be a person of integrity. I don't know why I have this big, big focus on this today, but this is something that is so important in leadership. Honesty. Honesty. When people see you are honest, they will come for you. They will want to obey you. They will want to respect you. When your children see that you're honest, they will respect you. You don't have to. I'm telling you, honesty commands respect. I'm telling you this. Honesty commands respect. And it's so refreshing because it is so rare. It's so refreshing to be honest because it is so rare in the world we live in today. So I'm encouraging you today, be honest. Be a person of integrity. Do the right thing. Do the right thing both in the presence of people and in your private moments. Because I'm telling you, sometimes a man's life is determined by what he's doing in his private moments. Right? And again, you cannot do this on your own strength. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Through Christ that gives me strength. Right? So don't be saying one thing. And then those things you are saying, you're only able to say. But those things, you don't do them. Right? You don't do them. In fact, the Bible says that teachers are going to be judged by a higher standard. We that teach the word, we're going to be judged by a higher standard because you know the truth. You've been speaking the truth. But are you yourself living the truth? To be honest with you, even me, I'm kind of throwing this as a challenge to myself that see, divine, in everything you do, even in the little things, be a person of honesty and be a person of integrity. I'm also throwing that challenge to you as well. Do with this word what you will. But I'm encouraging you, be a person of honesty and be a person of integrity. And again, you can do this through Christ that strengthens you, right? So if you notice in that verse, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. So Christ has to be present for you to have that strength to live a life of honesty and integrity. So if Christ is not in your life, if you've not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you to make that decision today. And all you have to do is to first start off with a prayer. So if you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Forgive me for being dishonest. Forgive me for being a person that has not lived in integrity. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died on the cross to save me. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Cleanse me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Come and take charge of my life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to honor you all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for all those that have just given their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that you give them the grace to continue in obedience to your will. And I pray, Lord, that for me teaching this teaching this podcast, and for those that are listening to this podcast, I pray, Lord, that you please give us the grace to be people of honesty and integrity. Give us the grace, Lord, not to be hypocrites. Give us the grace, Lord, not to live a lie. Give us the grace, Lord, to be people that what we say is congruent with what we do. Help us, Lord, in every situation to be like Daniel. Daniel, they could literally find no error in his work because he was a person of honesty and integrity. He was not trying to pilfer from the king's resources. He was not a person that was accepting bribes. He was not a person that was doing one evil or the other. He was excellent in character. Excellence in character, his honesty and integrity. So, Lord, please help us. Help us, Lord. We cannot do it on our own. But we can do it through Christ that gives us strength. So, Father, by your Son, Jesus Christ, give us the grace, give us the strength to have excellence in character. And as we do so, Lord, everything you have committed into our hands, let it grow in our hands. Let it not die in our hands, that your name might be exalted. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that have given your lives to Christ, I will encourage you to do three things. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer, 96 to 101. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with God. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. Many people will probably find the New Living Translation easy to understand. Read it. Think about it. Do what it says every single day. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Because there are many places that call themselves churches these days, and they preach things that are completely contrary to scripture. That is not the place you want to be. They want to try to agree with many of these new age traditions and new age ways that the world thinks you should live by. Mm-mm, that's not a place you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you go there, you hear the word, go back and check the Bible. These things they just preached in church today, is it congruent with what is in scripture, right? Find a Bible-believing church. Fellowship with other believers. Read the word of God. Think about it. Obey it every single day. And as you do so, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until episode 195, have a wonderful week ahead. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, keep you, strengthen you, make his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.